Okay. When Paul asked me a long time ago to do this, because he always has this time planned, you know, to go to Berryville, and we do need to remember him today. I know on Thursday and Friday when we were getting all that rain, if they were getting all that rain down there at the campground, I'm sure it was a mess. So, but they've had a nice weekend. So I thought, well, okay, Lord, what do you want me to speak about? You know, so you think about all these things. Well, I'm going through some issues and things in life, and every time I would get, you know, we get upset, we say, you know, you don't worry about anything, and that's easy to say. It just kept coming to me, be still and know that I am God, you know. So I'm thinking, okay, that's what we need to talk about. You've been teaching me some things, and I know he teaches you things through the scripture. And it's just beautiful to know that we have a God that has it all in control. And when we're going through a bad time, sometimes we lose sight of that. And I still remember, and I've probably told this story a million times, but years ago, Leroy and Evelyn Dick, who were missionaries in Haiti, now she still does, although she's in her 80s, she still has some things to do with it. And that's, you know, we have the little child we support and everything. They had come here, and he spoke that night, and I can still see him down here, and he said he was imitating Peter walking on the water, you know, and when, you know, Jesus told him to come out, you know, to walk on the water, as long as Peter kept his eye on Jesus, he didn't sink. But as soon as he got his eye off the Lord, and that's, to me, that's just such a big lesson to us, that no matter what's going on in your life, we've got to keep our eyes on Jesus, because he's the only one who's going to get us through all the stuff, because there's going to be stuff that we have to go through in this life. You can't live in this world and not be affected by it, you know. And, you know, we get bad news. We get news about sicknesses, and we get news about maybe losing a job, and you know, the big things in life, but through it all, and I couldn't believe Anna Lee played that, because I almost sang that today. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God, because he's never had a problem he can't solve. There's nothing there, and I wrote down this little, I stole it from David Jeremiah, let me see if I can read this, here it is. Personal circumstances can never exceed God's power and faithfulness. Remembering the specifics of how God has provided in the past fosters courage for the future. You know, we know, if you look back in your life, I know you've all been through things that God has brought you through. And matter of fact, I was thinking, I don't know if anybody would even want to share of something that God has brought you through that you'd want to share. After a while, I'll give a little time to think about it. If you have something, I know sometimes when somebody says that right away, you can't think quick enough. But God brings us through. And like that little song, God will make a way when there seems to be no way. He does it. If he says it, he's going to do it. You know, we have people saying, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to blah, 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 and they never come through. But when God says it, look how long sometimes you have to wait. Look at Abraham and Sarah. And you know, and Sarah thought, well, I'm going to move God's hand. I'm going to fix this. And look what happened. When she had her handmaid have that child, all the years of contention in the Middle East came out of that son being born. So, you know, we need to follow God's will. And sometimes it's really hard. I think that the two hardest things for me, the hardest is patience and to wait on God to do what he needs to do at his time. And the other one is forgiveness. To be able to forgive those who do things against us. And we have to do that. And I used to think I couldn't forgive this one or that one. And my dad used to say, they buried the hatchet, but they let the handle stick out. You know, like you, but, and you know, our humanness, we do remember. We used to sing an old song at my old church, and it would say about being redeemed, and it says that my sins are gone. They're in the sea of God's forgetfulness. I know they're gone. You know, God can forget. You know, he can do it all. He can forgive, and he will forgive, and he forgets it. He doesn't bring it up and remind us. Now, I know I used to say, when Charlie and I would have an argument, I know you find that hard to believe that we would ever have an argument. If I thought of something that had happened, he'd say, Linda, you're reliving the whole thing. And I did. It all came back. And I would, you know, throw it all out there. And we had already had that argument, but I had to bring it back. And we have to learn to forgive and forget. But that's a hard, hard thing. But this scripture in Psalms is a beautiful scripture. And we sang that song. It comes from here. You know, God is our refuge and our strength. And it says, all of these things can come to be. The mountains can fall into the sea. The waters will roar and foam. And the mountains will quake. And through it all, he's there. And no matter what happens, and people say, oh, I'm so afraid of the end times. And you know, there is a sense of fear. I mean, it's hopefully we'll all be gone before that tribulation hits, because if we're ready, he'll take us out of here. But it is a fearful thing if you don't know the Lord. And I even had somebody ask me a couple of days ago, you know, about during the tribulation and about whether you could be saved or not. And I'm thinking, oh my, people think about these things, you know. So it pays to be ready to meet Jesus. But I'm going to tell you, I look back through some of the things in my life and how, you know, not that I'm any different from you. If you look back in your life and you see the things that have happened to you, good things, bad things, how they've brought you to where you are today. And a lot of the bad things, you think, oh my, you know, why am I going through this? But God has a reason. There are some, and we question, I question, you know, when you see children that are taken, we see disasters and all the innocent people who are taken. But God is in control, and that's where our faith comes in. We have to be still and know that he is God. And all of these things taking place, you know, he's saying to them, you know, all of these terrible things. It says, come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease and end to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. And then it says, after all of that, be still and know that I am God. There was another commentary here from, you know, my friend David Jeremiah. And it says, when God cannot be found in the frenzy, silence and stillness are needed to hear him and know he is present and has a plan for the future. So, you know, when we're in the midst of everything and we're confused and we're not in a place spiritually, I guess, where we need to be, because it's hard to be there all the time, he brings you back. And you have to just be still. You know, you just have to be still and listen to God and watch what he does. And the last commentary on this one is, Lord, it talks about, well, I'll read these two scriptures. At the end, it says, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And, you know, he is the Lord of hosts. He is the Lord of the angels. You know, he's not just one angel. It says Lord of hosts in Hebrew means the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord of the hosts of heaven. The Lord of the angels is with us, Emmanuel. So we don't just have just one certain simple little angel, although we all have a guardian angel. I believe that. But we have him with us. And you know, we can't comprehend the power of God. And when you think that God is omniscient, he knows even our thoughts. I mean, that's just, to me, that's just awesome, you know, to think that he even knows what we think about. And the devil can't know that. I heard somebody say one time, if you're thinking about doing something for the Lord, don't always say it out loud, because the devil will hear you, but he can't read your mind. God knows your heart. So some other times where God said about being still. I'm going to go back to a little scripture in Exodus 14. And when they're getting ready to cross the Red Sea, and it's verses 13 and 14. It says, Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid." Now it says here, "Stand firm." But it, really in the King James, it says, "Stand still, and you will see the deliverance." And in the King James, it says, "And you will see the salvation of the Lord that he will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." And, you know, we want to fix everything. We want to get in there and we want to make it happen. But sometimes, most of the time, we can't make things happen, but God can. Because he's working behind the scenes and doing things that we have no idea that he's doing. So we need to trust that he's going to bring it to pass, and that we don't have to go out there and fuss and feud. And just, you know, our little Bible school was about Gideon and how he used Gideon. And he used Gideon because he was humble. Gideon wasn't some arrogant, pompous somebody that got up there and said, "Well, I'm great and I'm going to do this." And he, you know, defeated those people, and they didn't even take a weapon with them. They had torches and pots and horns. And they blew the horns, they broke the pots, and held the torches up. And the people destroyed themselves. They didn't even have to go down that hill and go into that valley and fight those people, because God went before them and took care of it. And, you know, those are the things we need to remember, that just like he did for him. Look at David and Goliath, how David, this young boy, went out. And Goliath laughed at him. He said, "Who am I that they would send this kid, you know, out to fight me?" And he said, "I don't come to you." I come to you in the name of the Lord, David said, the Lord God of Israel. And of course, he did defeat the lion too. The giant fell. The giant was destroyed. And those giants in our life, we did a little Bible study about the giants, facing the giants in your life. There are giants out there, but we don't have to fight the battle by ourselves. And I know that everybody here is, you know, has gone through stuff. We fought battles with giants, but the Lord goes before us. And he says that, and it's not that he just wrote that or had them write that so it sounded good. It really is true. Another instance where there was that Jesus asked to be still. I turned too far. In Mark, you all know the story about Jesus when he was on the boat and the storm came up. It says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side," leaving the crowd behind. They took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves. Now this says, "Quiet, be still." But you know, in the King James, "Peace, be still." The wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." He spoke and stopped the storm. Do you know anybody who can do that? I don't. But Jesus can, Son of God, and he is God. And it's just wonderful to know that we serve a real God that's going to answer our prayers and who's going to be sensitive to our needs. And, you know, because we're going through life, like I say, it is our part of life to have hardships. And again, like that song, Through It All. If you never had a problem, you'd never know that God could solve it. You wouldn't need God if everything was perfect. And you think about in the Garden of Eden, as I just said that, it made me think, you know, they had everything perfect. Adam and Eve didn't have to work. They didn't even have to wear clothes. They didn't do anything. They just ate of the land and enjoyed everything. And they fell into sin. They didn't think they needed God. They were deceived by the serpent. And the devil is out to do that with us. And he will pull us away if he can. But God has promised us that if we keep our hearts with him, that nobody can take us away from him. We're the only ones who can go away from God. Nobody can actually take you away from God. So no matter what the devil does, just keep your faith. And that sounds simple, but it's not always, because you do lose faith. I know of people who have terrible disasters in their life and they turn their hearts against God because they get bitter. And you know, can't do that. You know, God has a reason for everything he does. I really believe that. In 1 Peter, there's a scripture that I've always liked because it's so true. And it's 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9. There's a glare there. Praise be to God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible, and we used to say unspeakable, and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Now God tries us. He lets us be tried and go through. And if, once you go through a hard time and you get through it and you look back, you are stronger. He strengthens us. He draws us closer to him. And he's a jealous God. He wants us to have him first. He wants to be number one. And, you know, they used to wear, Jerry Falwell used to send these little pins out, said Jesus first. And it's true. He wants to be first. Because that's what we're here for, to glorify God. And he said, if we wouldn't, the stones would cry out. So, he wants to be praised. He wants to be Lord over us. And he wants to protect us. He wants us to be his children. I mean, look at all the people through the Bible that he protected and took through. Look at those we talked about, Moses and crossing that Red Sea and all the time they spent in that desert. Wandering, and not, I mean, they were grumbling, you know, they weren't saying, well, this is wonderful, I'm so glad we're here all this time, the bread's really good. They didn't say that, did they? They wanted meat, they wanted something different, because it's a human nature. We want what we want, and we are, we need to be God-like. You know, he never asks for anything from us except love. And respect, and wants us to keep him first. So I, all through these instances in the Bible, Even back in, and I'm not going to read it, but back in Psalms 107 already, talking about calming the storm. And to me, when you, you know, those things in our life that become storms, and we sang, you know, till the storm passes by, we need to be able to rise above the storm in some way. And I want to ask, is there anybody who would like to share of something that God brought you through and that you want to share about it? Is there anybody who would want to do that? And, you know, I don't know if you remember a couple years ago, Fran Irving was sharing about how she had gone through this depression, this terrible depression. They had a lot of hardships, you know, down there in the jungle of the Amazon at that time. They were living back there with the natives and stuff. And they had lost a child, and all kinds of things had happened. And she was so depressed. And she said that she would actually just praise God, that God, you know, impressed upon her to praise Him no matter what happens. And she praised Him, and she finally, it broke through, and she got over her depression. But we do need to praise God for whatever comes our way, even though it's not always, you know, good. But like you say, something good came out of all of that. And you wonder, you know, why sometimes those things have to happen. So thank you for sharing. Is there anybody else who would like to share? Okay. All right. God will make a way when there seems to be no way. And He will always be with us. He will always. And He's not going to answer our prayers when we want them answered. We need to remember that. He has His own time when He's going to come to the rescue. And one time I spoke on in the nick of time. Sometimes you have to wait till the last minute and you think it's not going to happen. And I guess He needs to see our faith through to that point, you know. And He tests us, you know. And we're all going to have tests and trials. And somebody said about they were praying for patience. And I said, well, you know how you get patience? It's through tribulation. So if you're praying for patience, you're actually going to have to go through some tribulation to get there. So, anybody else brave enough to share? Okay, I think we'll have a word of prayer, and I'll get you out early today. So, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You for the privilege to be here. We thank You that You are always there, that You're there with us in the storm, and that You're there to bring us through the storms of life. And I just thank You, Lord, for Your love and all that You do. I pray that You just be with each one here as we go through our days. We know that there will be things coming to us that we have to handle, and we know that there's nothing too hard for You to handle, Lord. We just need to trust You to bring us through it. And I just pray, Lord, You would increase our faith. Help us, Lord, to be more diligent of trusting You, to consciously trust You each day to handle whatever comes our way. And I just pray for those who are going through rough times right now. I pray that, God, You would minister, that You would show the light at the end of the tunnel. We thank You, Lord, for being there for us. In Jesus' name, amen.